It's Download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Doug Jones beat Roy Moore in Alabama, and social media was filled with hashtags and tears of joy emojis. Really? You were that invested in the Alabama Senate race that you shed digital tears? The media has seized upon this upset victory, which I guess was an upset, by saying the Republicans didn't run a good campaign and this is a sign for the 2018 midterms. Again, really? I don't know. Alabama's definitely a red state, but Democrats won by what, 10,000 votes against a grown-ass man who likes to date by yearbook? I mean, shouldn't it have been a landslide? I feel for conservative voters in Alabama. They had no choice. If the Democrats had a bad candidate with scandal all over him or her, voters would just find excuses to skip the polls, too. I don't know, there's a Reba marathon on Lifetime, and today is a perfect day to inspect all my light bulbs. That was my Alabama accent. Trying something different, you know.
Hey, up here. Check it out, up here.
President Trump did his best vote for Roy Moore earlier in the week and then followed with the "I wouldn't have voted for Roy Moore" via Twitter today. He definitely gets the blame for the loss, as presidents before him do when they lose these kind of elections. But the Republican Party is putting this loss on the shoulders of Steve Bannon. I guess he's the guy to blame for putting up Roy Moore to begin with. But let's be clear, if Roy Moore didn't like to take high school seniors to the Cracker Barrel for some Saturday night foreplay, Bannon would have another Trumpian senator in the mix. He may have lost, but it's the battle, not the war. Darth Vader didn't quit when they blew up the first Death Star. No, I should have said spoiler alert. I didn't want to give that away. Ah, that's in A New Hope. Ah, I did it again. You never can tell with these Star Wars movies. Like Pete Zimmerman, he doesn't watch any of them. Anyway, there's a guy named Obi-Wan. I'll tell you after the show. But who needs Roy Moore? The Republicans say they have a deal on the tax bill. Trump wanted it before Christmas, and it looks like he's going to get it. No word on actually what's in it. That'll trickle out. Or is it trickle down? Oh, gotcha. Well, we'll find out. And when we do find out, we're going to find out this way. Why does the TurboTax keep stalling? Why won't it let me click that box? I gave all those old clothes to Goodwill. Where do I put the dollar amount that I just pulled out of my ass for all those clothes that I gave to Goodwill? It's not an option anymore? Or in my case, I'll just wait and let my accountant surprise me. She'll type a bunch of stuff while I sit there silently and hope she doesn't sigh too much. But hey, if the new tax plan does what the president says it's going to do and puts more money in my pocket, to that I say, hey, let's hear him out. If it doesn't and I'm somehow worse off than I was before, well, then I say, what about the deficit? And there you go. In other White House news, Omarosa resigned today. You know what? No, can't pass. I was more of a Survivor fan anyway. The CTA is jacking up the rates. A full quarter, $250 for a one-way ticket. Can I still use my old tokens? There's a silver lining to this rate hike. It'll be the first time in years where the CTA will not be cutting services. So the buses will run, but they will cost more. I guess that's better than not running and costing more. Also, why stop at $250? I'd at least get it up to solid bills, like a $3, right? But who's got $3? Just keep going. Go straight to $5. Everybody's got fives. It's easier just for basic math. $5. In weather, nice enough for December. Flurries, always acceptable. Who doesn't love a flurry? Supposed to get in the 40s next week. And in Alaska, 15 inches of snow fell in just 90 minutes yesterday. 15 inches in 90 minutes. Wildfires will get Cali. Hurricanes are going to get Florida. Snow, that's what's going to get us. Something like that. That or flying Asian carp. Also, there's a media shower tonight. In sports, don't look now, but the streak is still intact. The Bears, Bulls, and Blackhawks have gone undefeated since Friday. The Hawks kept it going with a win over Florida last night at the UC. That's three in a row for them. After dropping five in a row, but we won't talk about that. Streaks! Not just for windows anymore. But it's nice to see, and it kind of coincides with the return of goalie Corey Crawford. So next time we want to start thinking about a crowless hockey team in Chicago, maybe don't. Back at it tomorrow night against the upstart Winnipeg Jets. The Bulls have won three in a row, and it's been on the backs of the dynamic duo, Bobby Portis and Nikola Mirotic. After they won against the Celtics on Monday, the headlines were all about the 1-2 punch. Get it? The 1-2 punch. Everybody did it. Like it was five different people did. Oh, the 1-2 punch. When asked about the preseason fight that landed Mirotic in the hospital with a broken face, both players said they're past it. What I don't get is, how does Nikola not have to wear one of those see-through face masks? Right? The Bill Laimbeer special? I'm starting to think that this fight never happened. It's like the moon landing or Roy Moore signing that yearbook. It's all fake news. Bulls get the Jazz tonight at the UC. Right now, winning by 2 in the first. Keep it going, Bulls. The Bears are practicing earlier than usual this week because for some dumb reason, the Bears play on Saturday this week instead of Sunday. They'll head to Detroit City to take on the Lions. The Lions are still in the hunt for a playoff spot, although it's a long shot. The Bears are still in the hunt to finish up 7-9, which would be better than what most people thought at the beginning of the season. Adam Shaheen had such a great game last week that he was promoted to the injury report with a chest injury. That's usually how it works. You start to play well for the Bears, and you get next week you're out for the year. It's Bear football at its best right there. This will mark the first time in Mitch Trubisky's career that he'll see a team for the second time. He lost to the Lions in a game we should have won. Earlier in the season, the Bears are confident he'll make the adjustments that he's seen this defense before. Yeah, that's usually how it works. Remember Jay Cutler versus the Packers? He'd seen them so many times that he kept forgetting that Charles Woodson was standing right where he wanted to throw it every time. Speaking of old Bears, Devin Hester retired yesterday. Now a real Hall of Fame debate rages over whether or not to let the primarily kick returner into Canton. He holds all the records, but rarely do special team players make it. But Devin Hester was special. I say Hall of Famer just for the fact that he single-handedly changed how football was watched. Punts is when you went up to go to the bathroom or refill the old queso. Not with Hester. You did all that extracurricular stuff when Rex Grossman was on the field. Hester, you got up in front of the TV. The winter meetings continue in Orlando. The Cubs got Tyler Chatwood and Brandon Morrow. And last night, they announced they signed lefty Drew Smyly. Another reclamation project, perhaps. Smyly was a highly touted young kid with Detroit and Tampa. He signed big bucks to pitch in Seattle last year, but had Tommy John surgery before the season even started. So the Cubs go in on a starter who didn't pitch one strike last year. But if he comes back, steal for the little money that they're investing. Sounds very Jake Arrieta-y by Theo and the Cubs. And when Smyly becomes dominant, let him walk. Let his beard grow and let him walk somewhere else. And finally tonight, robots are being used to shoo homeless people away from buildings in San Francisco. Yep, robot police. Like RoboCop without Ronnie Cox. Man, is it more like a beeps boops like R2-D2? Beep, boop, 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 boop. Or do the robots talk? Hey, buddy, you have to go home, but you don't have to stay here. Reprogram. Got the line wrong. Sorry. Tell it to the judge. That's the carry out for December 13, 2017. Hey, just 12 days till Christmas. I feel a song coming on. Nah, never mind. That was just gas. All right, coming up, A.D. Quigg from the Daily Line is going to join us. Talk local politics. At 8 o'clock, Michael Stuhlbarg, one of the greatest character actors working today, from his new film, Call Me By Your Name. It's coming up tonight on The Download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.